Hello and welcome to StarCast for the 16th of November, 2021, a chilly Tuesday evening here in Kingston, New York. Welcome. First house announcement, the 2022 annual edition from Planet Waves is called Tune In 2022. This is my 24th year of doing annual readings for my Planet Waves readers, listeners, and subscribers, and this is going to be a good one, covering all kinds of interesting events, including Jupiter in Pisces, Chiron in Aries, Saturn in Aquarius, and lots else. Please check the front page of planetwaves.net or click on the top tab, Tune In 2022, for additional information. The big aspect of our moment is Mars opposite Uranus. Mars is in Scorpio, been there for a week and a half or so, and Uranus is in Taurus. It's been there since early 2018. Mars opposite Uranus is, Uranus in Taurus, is one of the placements that's setting the zeitgeist of our era in history. It's responsible for the instability of values, the economic struggle and instability, and a diversity of other factors. Mars is a quicker mover. Mars orbits the sun in just 2 years. Uranus takes 84 years. So they do make an opposition every couple of years, but not so many in the course of any one transit of Uranus through a sign. Say, for example, 3 or 4 times. So they're kind of rare in that sense. And Wednesday is one of those events. This is the astrology of something changing suddenly, of there being some surprise development. It's also a reminder to be chill. Do not drive too quickly. Certainly do not drive under the influence of substances. Mars-Uranus aspects are classical accident astrology, and this can include interpersonal accidents. That all said, it is a very exciting aspect, highly charged with Mars and Taurus and Uranus and Scorpio and all that stuff. It is distinctly sexual in nature, so it's the kind of astrology where you might just feel inspired to do something that you might not ordinarily do, or to do it with someone that you might not ordinarily do it with. And this can include not counting the consequences. And there are those times when it is important to not count the consequences. Of course, there are times when it's important to do so. The choice really is yours, unless you are just guided by some deep, inwardly moving impulse that is shaping your consciousness at that moment, and then that's just the thing to do is the thing to do. All right, let's get a fresh sprite window open here. Meanwhile, as of this very moment that I'm recording, a little ahead of 6 o'clock Eastern time, the moon is in the very last degrees of Aries, so let's get a time on the moon ingressing Taurus, and that is tonight at 9:17:42 seconds, therefore 9:18 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The moon enters Taurus, and interestingly, the moon will and is in fact passing through the opposition of Mars and Uranus. So it's going to be emphasized by the moon. This kind of thing keeps happening where there's an aspect between a fast-moving planet, a slow-moving planet, and then one of the luminaries or the moon or something like that jumps into the act right at that moment, which tends to make it feel more visceral, palpable, personal, in a sense, more real than it might ordinarily feel, as in not an abstraction. Meanwhile, checking in on Scorpio, Mars is there, as is Mercury. Mercury is at just about to reach 18 even. The Sun is looking like it's about 5 days away from entering Sagittarius. And speaking of entering Sagittarius, Vesta entered Sagittarius sometime today or yesterday. It's at about a quarter of a degree in, so that's within 12 hours or so, maybe a little bit more. But in any event, Vesta is freshly in Sagittarius. So Vesta is, one of the most interesting asteroids. I mean, there are a lot of interesting asteroids. Psyche is interesting. Apollo is interesting. There's all kinds of asteroids denoting all kinds of colors and flavors and shades of human experience. But Vesta puts us into the mental and emotional and spiritual space, particularly in Sagittarius, of sexual healing. This is a difficult topic for people because everyone knows that pretty much everyone needs some form of sexual healing, but the Marvin Gaye song is not quite explaining exactly quite what to do. But we know that there is such a thing. By the way, for anyone interested in learning about this topic, if you go to planetwaves.fm and then you scroll down a few programs, let me navigate there myself and find it, planetwaves.fm, the other Planet Waves website, and you scroll down maybe to about the program is the November 4th program, right on the cover, and begins with What Mr. Zornberg Taught Me, and then there is a kind of a virtual conversation between me and Kelly Brogan, who you might know as one of the Disinfo Dozen, the partner of Sayer G, and all that. I think a great person. She's a holistic psychiatrist, and she gave an interview with Saul Luckman a couple of weeks ago. And what I did was I selected certain parts of that interview and played what Kelly said, like three different four-minute segments, and then responded in much longer format and riffed on what she was saying. And personally, I think this is my best presentation on the true nature of sexual healing and also the true nature of Vesta, of course, both speaking for our contemporary situation. So there you go, the November 4th show on planetwaves.fm. Okay, so in additional astrology, let's see what's going on. So we've got the Sun ingressing Sag. That's really one of the next big moments. Let's get the date on that exact while we're here with the program open. That's on the 21st at 9:33 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that is late in the day up here in the Northern Hemisphere on November 21st, or early in the morning if you're in Europe or England or the former Eastern Bloc countries. Overnight, the 21st to the 22nd, the Sun enters Sagittarius. And is there an eclipse in there somewhere? Hold on. I would be remiss if I didn't mention this. I'll be right back. Ooh, how about that? A partial lunar eclipse has snuck up on us. Is it the... I am feeling like I am so out of it. So we're approaching a partial lunar eclipse. Let's get the correct coordinates on that. Good thing I researched these podcasts so thoroughly. On the 19th, later in the week, the 19th is... what day of the week? The 19th is Friday. So full moon this Friday, the 19th, is a partial lunar eclipse. The lunar eclipse occurs late in the sign of Taurus. The Sun is late in the sign of Scorpio. So that's exciting. I don't believe I mentioned that in the weekly horoscope or in my article. I can quickly amend the article that will soon be on front page of planetwaves.net to make sure that that got in. Anyway, if there seems to be some strange tension in the air, some strange static electricity, your hair standing up on end as if you're about to get struck by lightning, that is not just Mars opposite Uranus, though that is contributing. Additionally, there's going to be an eclipse, partial eclipse, of the Moon in the late degrees of Taurus and Scorpio. Moon, Taurus, again, Sun, Scorpio. Okay, this is, interestingly, square Jupiter. That is a magnifying effect on things. Jupiter has a way of enlarging whatever it comes in contact with, and the square can go from enlargement to exaggeration of some kind. And Jupiter in Aquarius has been a bit of a challenging spot that very few people have identified as such. The astrologer Dale O'Brien out in Oregon is one of the people who was suspicious of the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction that took place a little bit less than 1 year ago, right at the end of Jupiter in Aquarius. Jupiter in Aquarius is this know-it-all quality that society has right now, where basically it seems like everyone is smarter than you, and people who have never handled certain subjects, so say, for example, involving science and technology, think that they know more than everyone else. But the problem is that the so-called experts are also kind of full of shit these days and making it up as they go along or following an agenda, which is actually worse. It's worse than incompetence. There's something, conscious driving this behavior. And that is described by Jupiter in Aquarius. It's the not knowing when you don't know. It's the know-it-all. It's the intellectual superiority. It's the overall superiority generally. And the reliance on what I will call a kind of a superstitious version of science rather than a data-based version of science. And there really is no such thing as superstitious science. That's just sorcery, witchcraft, and belief in things you don't understand, as Stevie Wonder said. So overall, we've got a convergence point this week with the full moon approaching and Mars Uranus approaching, and I am going to leave it there. Tonight's Tuesday. I will probably be back with another podcast here on Friday. I'm taking a week off, or 2 weeks off actually, from Planet Waves FM, though I am planning a music special. If I can pull it together, I reckon I'll be able to. The music special is on will drop on the night of Wednesday, the 24th of November. This is a tradition at Planet Waves of making sure the people who are stranded at home have someone to keep them company, have something to do. And we've done, this will be now the fourth one. The first three were Bob Dylan specials. We're going to mix it up a little bit this year and do something a little bit different, more of a compendium. Usually I like to stick to American folk music, but I'm also thinking maybe a little Ravi Shankar and a little bit of old-time Americana classical folk music, predating the folk revolution of the 1960s. Don't forget, check out the page, first page of planetwaves.net for more information about my project called Tune In 2022, with a full description and the best pre-order price for those readings. If you get none of my other readings or don't do anything else with Planet Waves involving your PayPal account, this is the thing to do. The final result is going to be 12 hours of audio readings and then four videos in the mix, and it will be kind of binge-worthy spiritual indulgence for you. Okay, I'm going to sign off for the night and post this and send it out around the world. Thank you all for visiting planetwaves.net and planetwaves.fm. All kinds of good stuff on those pages. All kinds of actual serious news coverage, as well as what I think of as the best and the most competent and qualified astrology going around these days. That is not so easy to find. Once again, signing off from Kingston, New York at 6:09 p.m. on Tuesday. Thanks for listening. Stay in touch and bye for now.